I hit Brown Street last week to gauge opinions in Rhinelander on the community and the surrounding area. I asked one question. What changes would you like to see in the Northwoods? While an infrastructural motif was evident, the responses were as varied as the people themselves. Patty Olenek is a Rhinelander native and the owner of the Mad Batter Bakery.
Parking! More parking! That's probably the best thing. The parallel parking has been an issue. I parked on the other side of the street the other day, and someone parked halfway in my spot, so I had to wiggle my way out. But that's an issue.
So you'd rather see it go one way?
Angled, yeah. Either one way or both ways. I think it was fine the way it was.
She also advocated for increased downtown activities.
More events downtown. Bring back the car show. you know,
yeah, sure.
Things like that, like Ridiculous Day, that used to bring in a lot of people downtown. But they permanently moved the car show in front of the courthouse with the, so that kind of sucks. But they're going to do the bikes and burgers with the car show, so that should help.
Trisha Novak of Trisha's Treasures also encouraged a greater appreciation of downtown.
In downtown Rhinelander, I'd love to see more storefronts, more specialty shops. I think the more we have, the more we get as far as people roaming the streets. So downtown in general for people is a gem. I mean, if we wouldn't have the downtown, we wouldn't have our towns. So I think the more we can support the downtown district, the better I think the city would be. I actually have a storefront in Crandon, so that has really come to life. We have all our storefronts pretty much full, so I really hope the same for Rhinelander, that we can fill the storefronts and we can get this downtown alive again.
Mary Martin, a resident of Pelican Lake for 54 years, had similar things to say as Olenek regarding parking on Brown Street.
It's very hard to find a parking place downtown since the new parking arrangements went into effect. And I don't know, the sidewalks have been made bigger, so I don't know if it could ever be changed back, but I think that was a mistake.
She also took offense to the maintenance to the side of the roads.
Many years ago, before the highway department got so correct, they didn't used to mow the grass alongside the roads. And in late June and July, we had beautiful daisy flowers. And now, the highway department comes out and cuts the weeds and kills the flowers, and so none of the tourists can come up here and see how beautiful it is alongside the road.
Road conditions and road work were the primary concerns of Ashley, an employee at Book World.
The roads need to be redone. There's potholes in all of them, and, you know, when they work on them, they need to get the job done quicker than what it normally takes them. Because then it takes away from, you know, fixing other roads. Because every road, you know, this whole town needs to be fixed, so that's the main thing, I would say.
Roads were not the only suggestions from concerned citizens, however. I stopped into the Kin Youth Program to speak with the kids there, as well as the director, where youth activities and safety were the primary concerns. This is Shauna, who attends the Kin Program.
I like to have, like, a bike lane going downtown, and then I like for, like, skateboards to be able to be allowed on the sidewalks. Because, yeah, I prefer not to get hit while I'm skateboarding. I was skateboarding here today, and I was, like, right next to the cars and stuff, so that, you know, I wouldn't get hit. But, like, I know for biking, it's also hard because I do bike around town. But the running on the sidewalks is, it's, like, good for skateboarding because we don't get hit, and we have an easier way to get here, or get to the place where we need to go.
The director, Angela Dexter, had similar things to say as she asked the room for kids' opinions.
What do we want? But what would you guys do? Skate park.
Not everyone wanted big changes, though.
My name's Bill Reichert. I'm from Vernon Hills, Illinois.
What changes would you like to see in the Northwoods?
Well, honestly, the reason we come to the Northwoods all summer is because we love it the way it is. So honestly, I wouldn't like to see many changes, truth be told. I like it the way it is. I guess I would like to see, you know, continued advancements in conservation. I'm an avid fisherman, and I like some of the changes they've been making. I'd like to see the walleye fishing get a little bit better. But other than that, I'm a pretty happy guy up here.
He also presented a view on the state of the road construction here in Rhinelander that contrasted the others that were given by locals of the Northwoods.
I think that the construction is a minimal inconvenience for the benefits that are gonna, you know, come about as a result. It might seem disruptive in a small town, but in actuality, it's really not that disruptive, and it's coming along pretty nicely.
For WXPR, I'm Andrew Padgett.